until finally he answered me. So he does answer when we knock. He does give us when we ask. Now, what man is there of you whom has a son and he should ask? Notice it's the son who asks. Someone who God has chosen to be his son from the foundations of the world. But Esau, when he sought the blessing, after it had been given to Jacob, found no place for repentance. And he had no blessing that could be given him, that he should inherit the promise of God through Abraham. And what if he asks a fish? Will he give him a serpent? But notice, don't think in terms of this, like, if he asks a car, will he give him a beater? If he asks a house, will he give him a small one? You know, if he asks for riches, will he give him less than millions? Don't say in your heart such things. Ask wisdom. Ask the things that a son who knows his father and who loves his father's ways would ask. If you know and love God, you will ask for, Lord, give me faith. Give me knowledge. Give me virtue. Give me godliness. Give me righteousness and holiness. Grant unto me self-control. Grant unto me power over my own self. Because there are so many people who have no self-control. But to be able to control yourself by the power of God is greater than all the things they think they're powerful in. Because they only show themselves weak. Weak to do this, weak to do that. They think they're mighty to drink wine. But it takes a real man to be mighty, to refuse to get drunk. I know, because it was easy to drink. What ease. Who can go the longest without drinking? Among you who desire drink. Anyone who's been hooked on it knows that's a lot harder than drinking everyone under the table. Ask God the good that he desires to give you, and you will receive it. It could take some time. But that's just so that you can receive patience. That's how patience works. You wait, and then you're rewarded. That's how God makes us patient. That's how he taught me patience. He made me wait. No one wants to wait, right? Especially not in our society. Everything's supposed to be instantaneous. You're supposed to just, you know, hey, we got high-speed internet. We got high-speed highways. We've got high-speed this, high-speed that. We've got T-Bow. We've got this. We've got that. Everything is high-speed. And everything is right now, immediate, right here, right now, immediate. Now we got it. Now we got it. I want it now. I want it now. I want it fast. Everything's got to be doom, boom, boom, boom. All right away. You want this? Dude, you got it. Right now. But that's... You can't learn patience that way. And you can't learn patience if you never receive what you're waiting for. Now, what good does it do you? Say you order something in the mail. And you wait the time it's supposed to take for it to come. Right? Let's say it's supposed to come in a week. It doesn't come. Then you may decide, I'm just going to be patient and wait. It'll be here. You wait another week, still not there. And another week, still not there. And what if you keep waiting? And it never comes. Because there was some sort of mistake made. There's no harm in asking again. And that was the parable that Jesus said about the man who had a visitor at night. And he went to his neighbor's house and he banged on the door. And he kept banging. He said, I need bread. And the guy didn't want to get out of bed, but he got out of bed because the guy kept banging. How much more will God do for you, was Jesus' message. If you keep asking him for the good things which he intends to give you. Because you are not a stranger or a neighbor, but his son, whom he has chosen from before the foundation of the world to obtain salvation in Christ Jesus and to live eternally. God will give you the good things. Verse 12. Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. The essence of the law and the prophets is contained in that which is known as the good, you know, the golden rule. Whatsoever you would be done to you, that's what you do to other people. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And even in wisdom. Now, I don't say necessarily put yourself in their shoes. Like, sometimes it could be something unpleasant. I think of the way God has dealt with me through things, and sometimes put me through things that I did not enjoy. And they seemed unpleasant. But I see how it worked for good in the end. And so sometimes I might do things to people that to them seems very unpleasant and even mean. He is so mean. So mean. You are so mean. You're so cruel. How can you do that? How can you say that? Because it cuts them to the quick. Right? Or it's just they don't like it. You do something maybe that they don't like, and they're not happy with you. Doing unto others as you would have done unto you, use it with wisdom. It doesn't mean to be a people pleaser. Do unto others as you think they want you to do. No. Do unto others as you would have done unto you for your salvation and for your benefit. For your what is best for you. For your benefit. That's how you would act. I do unto others as I would have be done unto me, that I should be inheritor of eternal life and heir of salvation. And also that there not be overmuch suffering in the earth. Because I don't like suffering in this world. I don't like to suffer, and I don't want to make people suffer. But I only make them suffer as much as I myself would be willing to suffer in order to obtain godliness and righteousness, in order to be obtaining eternal life. That is okay. As far as I, and you know what? That's my judgment, and I'm willing to be judged by it. This is a matter you have to judge. Here is a matter. Whatsoever things ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. That is telling you, judge. You have to judge. That's an open question. What would you like to be done? Well, I don't care what would be done. Okay, I'll slit your throat. I mean, I can't stomach that sort of non-commitment. So many people are so wishy-washy. They don't want to commit, and they want to... It's weird sometimes if you feel like in life, every judgment comes to you. You know, I don't know, maybe people aren't going to sympathize with that, but I certainly do, where people don't want to judge anything. It has actually permeated. They don't want to make any sort of decisions or judgments. Certainly not moral judgments. That, you know, instead of doing what would be good for other people, they ignore them. I'll tell you what, doing nothing is not doing unto others as you would have done unto you. If you were in a rough spot, or you were in a spot where you were the bad guy, or whatever, you know,